Exercise 1, page 140. Speaker 1.
Every time I turn on the TV, I see advertisements about appliances that save you work in the kitchen or remote controls that let you control all your entertainment devices from the comfort of your couch. But don't you sometimes feel that things are too easy these days? I think that electrical devices are making us lazy, and I'm trying to fight back. Now, for example, I work out sums in my head instead of using a calculator. I want electrical devices to help me, not turn me into a slob.
Speaker 2.
First, attach the USB cable to the camera, and then attach the other end to your computer. Now, click on My Computer and choose the photos you want to print. Then, plug in your printer. Does this sound familiar to you? The steps involved in printing photos from a digital camera go on and on, but they can all be avoided with the new Snapshot printer. Just follow a few simple steps and you'll have beautifully printed photos in your hands in minutes.
Speaker 3.
Excuse me, everyone. Can I have your attention for a moment? Each of you should have been given a small device at the entrance where you bought your ticket. It looks like a mobile phone, but actually it's a handset that will allow you to hear information about the various exhibits here. Just enter the number of the exhibit into the handset and press the device to your ear. There are buttons on the side to change the volume. Please don't forget to hand back these handsets at the end of the tour.
Speaker 4.
This year it was the tablet PC and last year it was a smartphone. So, what's going to be next year's most popular electrical device? Well, according to industry insiders, it could be the smartwatch. The technology has been around for years and now it seems manufacturers are finally ready to launch these products. Basically, a smartwatch will be a smartphone that you wear on your wrist. I don't imagine they will use any new technology, so they will be a fashion item as much as anything. It remains to be seen whether people will be interested in them, though.